You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
And right now, with the time at 10:30, let's have a chat to a gentleman who's always worked very hard in his own way. And he has had a few volunteers help him here and there, but he's done a lot of construction work too, with a lot of wagons on the trains and a few other things. We're talking to Laurie Kennedy. He's from the Moira Miniature Railway. Laurie, thank you very much for coming in on a miserable wet day. And thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been great to see you again. How you been?
Not too bad, thanks. Yeah. We've been busy. Lots of things are happening.
We've
started running back at Emerald Bank. The first run was the first Sunday in this month.
Yep.
So we'll be running every first Sunday of the month at Emerald Bank.
We
had to do a fair bit of work to get the track reinstated after all the building work down there.
Right, and also you got delayed because of COVID. It shut you down for nearly 2 years.
Oh, it did, yeah. Well, 2 years shut down made a lot of difference. We had a lot of work to do to get everything back on track again, so to speak. We put out somewhere near 7-odd cubic metres of bluestone for the ballasting.
Yep.
That took 3-4 days, I think it was, or mornings.
Yeah.
It was too hot in the afternoon to work.
It would have been fun and games. How long, a couple of hours every day, more or less?
About two and a half, three hours, yeah. That was enough. Damn hard work.
And who calculated? Did you calculate how much ballast you actually needed?
No, it was a guesstimation, mate.
Yeah. You did the estimating, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you've got it right because you said they only had about a metre left, didn't you?
Well, yeah, pretty close to it.
You good at mathematics, Laurie?
No, I didn't do any maths.
Gee, you did well.
It was just
a guess.
A guess, yeah. Yep.
Good damn guess, I reckon. Wow.
So anyhow, that's working well again at Emerald Bank.
Yep.
And then we're still working on things at the one-year track. That's our home track.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, last week the new station building, shelter building, arrived. It's in kit form, all ready to go up, and that apparently will happen sometime next month.
Now, how does that work? How did you actually get the kit? Where's this kit come from? And did they build it? Did you design it? Who designed it?
No.
Tell us all about it.
We applied for a grant through the health department for a shade building, so you could get a shade sales or apply for a shade building. Uh-huh. So we applied for a shade building, and the building is 12 metres long and 10 metres wide.
That's not bad, that's right.
Yeah, and it'll look a bit like a hay shed, open-sided hay shed.
But it's all right
to give us shelter from the sun and the rain, but if it's windy, well, I dare say we'll get blown around a bit. But
bit of a breeze might come through. But you can work on that 1 year. You might be able to knock up a wall or something.
Well,
depends which direction the wind comes. That's a headache.
We hope to put either plastic roll-up blinds on it or something similar like that. So during those times,
that'd be good. And you've got a new toilet block. The last time you were here, we were making efforts to try and get that. Now you've got it.
Yeah.
Tell us all about that.
Yeah, that's all finished. That was a part of the rebuild on the One New Recreation Reserve community building, the old football club's area. All the outside was 70-odd years old.
Gee.
And the toilets were okay, a little bit how's your father, but they were workable.
Yeah, a bit old they would have been, I would imagine.
Yeah, not up to scratch, really.
Nah, so updated.
So we got in the deal ladies' toilets or ladies' WCs and a shower. Gents have got a urinal WC and a shower, and then there's a disabled toilet and a
shower.
Very good. And there's a ton of room in there for that. Plus, we've got a brand new meeting room, which is magnificent.
Wow, that's good. So how often do we meet in the meeting room with the committee, or what do you do there?
Well,
planning room too, I would imagine.
Well, it is. It's a multi-use building.
Yeah.
In that, well, this part is, A few years back, we had a big fire there, and we had something like 500 odd fireys there and associate people. Azim came out with his mobile kitchen, did a fantastic job.
He always does, doesn't he? Really thinking of the community, that guy, and cooks really lovely too. Big heart of gold.
There was a lot of people were going home and telling their wives how good the meals were, and they were told, go back there and eat.
Go down and get a feed.
Yes. His meals were fantastic, and you could call in there, any of the fireys or associate people could call in any time, day or night, get something, because there was two bain maries always full of food.
Wow.
And espresso coffee.
Delicious. Keep you going. Pick you up and keep you going.
As a fiery, when we went out on strike teams, you'd kill for a cup of coffee, but you'd do more than kill for a cup of espresso coffee. Believe
nice.
Me,
pick up when you're really exhausted, really.
Yes, it was good. Gee. Anyhow, so yes, we've got this beautiful new addition to the rec building. All that's for hire too. And hopefully by the end of next month, we'll have our station building up.
Very good.
Coming.
Who's going to do that? Are you going to?
When we bought the kit shed, we've also paid to have it erected, so we don't have to do the hard yard there.
So the headache belongs to somebody else, does it?
Yeah.
They come in and build it for you.
It's costing us, but that was a part of the grant.
That's a lot easier, isn't it, to get somebody else to build it for you?
Tell me.
Particularly if it comes in a box. You can imagine me, how useless I'd be, trying to read the instructions and saying, this part, I don't know where it is and where it goes. We'll put it there, and then you put something on top of it and you lose it. You can't find parts at times. I'm like that.
These blokes are doing it all the time. So
during the construction field.
Nothing to them,
Beautiful. And the railway itself has all the rolling stock, all rolling nicely.
Okay,
maintenance and repairs.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've just finished building two new carriages. One is a passenger carriage with a guard seat at the back, just a little bit different.
Very nice.
That's waiting to be sandblasted, primed and painted. The timber's gone to get upholstered. Then that'll be ready to put on the track. Oh, we've still got to make the bogies. And I'm in the process of making one more carriage for ourselves. So there's always something to do.
Now, you've built a few carriages this. You've also built a ballast vehicle itself, didn't you? To put the ballast in, and then you run around the track with this ballast vehicle, and then it dislodges all the ballast wherever you need it on different angles. Yeah. That's quite clever. You're a very brainy guy.
No, I copied it from
someone else.
You borrowed the design.
Borrowed the design.
But modified it to suit ourselves.
To your scale.
Originally, the one that we borrowed, all the ballast came out at the bottom, in the middle.
Yeah.
So the one I built, it can come out either in the middle or on either side.
That's a good idea, because you've got to do that. Yeah. You've got to centre or either side.
Yeah.
So, well done, Laurie. How long did that take you to construct?
Oh, damned if I know.
You don't put a timeline, do you? Just get out there every day until it's done and it's finished.
And because there's no plans for it, you just build one part of it and then you just keep going.
Until you're finished. Yeah, beautiful. Very nice.
And you get ideas from other people, they have input. So, it's worked well over the time, really well.
Now, you've got a running day. We'll start off with your running days. The next one is next Saturday, the 19th, haven't you?
Yes.
And tell us all about the 19th. We'll start with that one. Then over Easter, you've also got an up-and-coming one.
Well, the next one, as you say, the 19th, that's at 1U. Then Sunday the 27th, the Golden Valley Vintage Tractor and Farm Machinery Club are having their vintage rally and tractor pull. Mm-hmm. We'll be running on the Sunday there.
Right, I'm with you.
Then the following week at Emerald Bank on the 3rd, which is the first Sunday of the month, is market day, and we'll be running there.
That sounds good.
Now, there's one other one, and that's Easter Saturday, and it's a special. On the 16th of April, what we're intending to do is, if you turn up and you want two rides, you'll get the third ride free.
That's pretty good.
But you've got to buy them in blocks of two.
Oh, yeah, blocks of two, so it's two rides in blocks.
Yeah.
And you get the third one free.
Yes.
Are we allowed to ask how much it costs per person? Because I looked at your prices for 1 year. I thought that's a nice price, $4.
Yeah, $4 a ride. Yeah. So you're getting three rides for the price of two.
It's pretty good.
That's only for Easter Saturday.
It's a special day, that one.
Yes.
All right, very good indeed. So how many volunteers on a running day would you have on the premises? We'll start out at 1 year and then we'll go to the Emerald Bank. How many out at 1 year would you have on a running day, like next Saturday? A few?
Around six or seven.
That's pretty good going. Do you have any fat controllers like myself who are fat train controllers, like with the flags, or you just do it all yourself?
Well, both tracks are different. Now, the Emerald Bank track, because it's a single line out and back, and you've got a passing loop in the middle, you've got to have a train controller.
Yes.
So we work using walkie-talkies, because in lots of cases you can't see the other train.
That's right, you can't. Yeah,
so
very good.
For safety reasons, the controller uses the walkie-talkies. We each have a walkie-talkie and we call in when we're at certain places.
Good idea.
And then we're then told whether we can proceed.
Very good. So it's like a written order but a verbal order.
Yes.
Very good. And has he got red flags just in case, like we used to in the old days?
Yep.
Good thing about you, where you are, you wouldn't be using detonators. You're not allowed to.
No
banging on your property, is it?
No.
It used to be, what was it, three detonators,
yes,
10 yards apart, and then look for a flagman and make sure you break after you hit the third det, you know?
Yeah, well, scared the living daylights out of the driver.
Yeah, it used to, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then if you retired, I remember in Bendigo, when they retired, they put millions of debts down on the line and come right into the platform and be bang, 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 bang. You didn't know what the hell was going on. But the gang and everybody was under control.
Yeah.
When a driver retired, they put a massive amount of debts on the line and the whole town thought, oh, what's going on here? And it was just a driver retiring. Yeah. But beautiful send-off. Very send-off indeed.
Because our track at 1 year is different, we've got a loop either end and we've got two tracks joining it up.
Ah.
We don't have to worry about the single line working.
Right,
So we're at Emerald Bank, we can run a maximum of four trains.
Gee.
And we run two trains, one behind the other, as a block.
Yep.
At 1 year, we can run anything up to about 20.
Gee. That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Well, the 1 year track is 1.2 kilometres long.
Nice. That's big and long. That is very
good. Where Emerald Bank is 600 odd metres out and 600 back.
Yeah.
And you've only got two places you can
cross.
And that's at the return loop. You can't actually cross, but you can work it in.
Yeah, very clever, very good.
It's unique. The Emerald Bank track is unique in that it's got these two passing loops, it's got a return circle at one end, and it's got a reversing Y at the top end.
Yeah, it's good thinking. It's very good thinking, as you know.
Well,
For a single line.
it came in because of the space that was available.
Yeah.
And it's spectacular, really. We don't take passengers into the Y.
No.
So we pull in, back up, and then come forward again. But you've got to go over the footpath where the market is.
Yes.
So you've got to be very, very careful.
Yep, look out for bodies, human beings.
Yes.
So your speed will go very slow.
Yes.
Good thing about where you are is no kangaroos there yet, is there?
No.
Not like the big boys. They hit them and they get in the road. If they stayed off the line, the kangaroos, it would be good, but the big boys hit them as well.
Ah. So you're coming through that particular footpath area, you use the horn a lot to horn the passengers.
That's beautiful. Kids would love it anyway.
Yeah, they do. And they stop there and they watch you go through.
Beautiful. Yeah. So you're running days again. Just roll through the dates, and then we better let you go. The dates. Yeah. First up, start off again with Saturday.
This Saturday the 19th at 1U.
Yep.
Then Sunday the 27th at 1U during the tractor pull. Then Emerald Bank Sunday the 3rd of next month. And then Easter on the 16th of April.
Great. Now, if anybody wants to contact you and ring you, you got a number there, which you happen to have, of course, just for further information and any info that anybody might want.
They can call us on our home phone number, 58621048, or on the day on our mobiles, 0467 854 669, or 0437 525 690.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning, Laurie. Maybe there might be somebody out there who might want to donate to the company. You just never know, so keep your eyes and ears open.
And we're always looking for new members.
Yeah, that's right. Does they have to have an age, like 18 upwards, any particular age?
Yes, 18 is a good age, yeah.
And that's right, probably working with children is a good idea
as well. Well, we all have to have working with children.
Yeah, we've got that here too. Yeah. Good idea.
And at the moment, we have to be double vaxxed or even triple vaxxed.
Yeah, good idea again, just the way things are gone. Yeah.
Or, and any of the passengers, you're under the current COVID regulations. So,
that's right. They change at times, and that's a good idea to just stay there and you'd be right.
Yeah.
Laurie, it's been a pleasure to talk to you as always. We'll drag you in here in about a month or two just to see how things are going for another great chat and more running days. Let us know about it and let Christine, our secretary, know when you've got these running days as well, won't you? Good on you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We've been talking to Laurie Kennedy. He's from the Moira Miniature Railway in 1U. And as Laurie said, give him a ring if you need to and have a chat to him on those running days. That will be fantastic. So go out and support the Miniature Model Railway either at Emerald Bank or at 1U. They'd love to see you there. 13 to 11, this is 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.